Praise the name of the Lord. And so as we seek to get ourselves a little closer to God, a little nearer to His holiness, we focus on these words today. I want to present to you, therefore, the framework of what we want to discuss. And the framework is in a mathematical formula that I'm presenting. That prayer plus proclamation plus Peter is equal to plenty. That's right. That prayer plus proclamation plus Peter is equal to plenty. And I say that against the background of the word. So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Between chapter 3 and chapter 6, we notice one segment of the book of Acts. And in the segment of the book of Acts, we see that this segment is wrapped up in the summary that is given in chapter 6, verse 7. Chapter 6 and verse 7, it's like a summary. It's a summary statement. It's like the crescendo of the entire musical piece from chapter 3 to chapter 6. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. This all took place because of the formula that we see in the first part of chapter 3 to chapter 6. The first part of chapter 3, or the first segment of this part of the text, which is from chapter 3, you would see that there are intense prayers that are happening right there between chapter 3 and chapter 6. Powerful prayers being made. Prayers being made by the body of Christ as these believers received Peter and John as they came from persecution. Prayers made by Peter himself as he raised up this lame man to walk again. Prayers upon prayers made, declaring the word of the Lord and engaging in a conversation with God. Because if there is going to be verse 7 of chapter 6, then there has got to be prayers. If there is going to be a great spread of the word in your own life, then my brother and my sister, you're going to have to experience serious prayer. But there was not just prayer, there was proclamation. And we notice that time and time again, over and over again in the text, Peter and the other disciples, they were proclaiming the name of the Lord. They were praying, but they were also proclaiming. Yes, my friends, we see them proclaiming the word of the Lord over and over, right there by the gate, as Peter preached the word of God. Or as Peter instructed the man of God, the layman, to rise up immediately after, he began to declare the word of God. And the Bible said that his sermon was so powerful that between chapter 3 and chapter 5, 2,000 additional persons came to know the Lord as Savior. Yes, my friends, when you read the text, the Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 persons came to know the Lord. But by the time you get to chapter 6, in fact, in chapter 5 and 4, you will read it, by that time, 5,000 persons were now converted because of the proclamation of the word of the Lord by God's servants. Yes, my friends, the word not only stopped there at the gate of the temple, but the Bible tells me that as Peter and John proclaimed the word there, that they were dragged before the Jewish leaders and they were challenged, they were charged, they were threatened not to speak in the name of the Lord. But as they were threatened, as they were warned, my friends, they could not keep quiet. And so as the Jews spoke to them and told them to stop preaching in the name of Jesus, Peter rose up up again under the power of the Holy Spirit, and he began to challenge the men. He began to declare the word of Jesus Christ to them right there. Proclamation could not stop. Yes, my friends, as they left, the word of the Lord tells us that as they left the company of the leaders of the Jews and they were released back into society, they could not keep it to themselves. They went back into society and they proclaimed the name of the Lord again. You can't stop God's people when God's people has the word of God in their mouth. Somehow, when the believer has the word of God in their mouth, they have to keep telling it. They have to keep spreading it. Hallelujah. So we see prayer and we see proclamation. But also we notice that the word didn't just go out by an angel. The word went out by a man. There was a main man who declared the word of the Lord. His name was Peter. Yes, he was a preacher. He was a prophet. He was a priest. He was a proclaimer. His name was Peter. Yes, there was prayer. There was proclamation. But there was a preacher. There was a prophet. There was a man that God had whose name was Peter. I wonder today, therefore, that as Peter is our example, as Peter is our champion, as he stood up on the day of Pentecost and he declared the word of God, and 3,000 persons came to know the Lord. And then as he walked into the temple and raised up the lame man, and as he preached the word again so that 5,000 persons came to know the Lord, and as he went before the leaders and he declared the name of the Lord, and as he was released back into society and declared the word of the Lord, hallelujah, I wonder today if God can find a Peter. I wonder if there is another Peter in this sanctuary. Maybe there is a teenage Peter who can stand and declare the name of the Lord. Do you know that it is said that it is possible that some of the disciples, when they were called, they were 17 years old? Oh my goodness. And it is felt that these apostles, these disciples, when they were called, they were no more than 32 years, somewhere between 17 and 32, God raised up 12 men. Oh God, he found 12 men. Some were fishermen, some were tax collectors. Hallelujah. But all of them wanted to follow God. I wonder today if God can find another 17-year-old. I wonder today if God can find a 15-year-old with the word of God in his mouth. Or in her mouth. I wonder today if there is a Caleb, oh God, 80 years old, but ready to say, give me this mountain because my ministry is not over as yet. Where is a Moses that is on the backside of the desert, but God is looking for you to raise you up, to anoint you, to fill you with his spirit, to declare his word? Where is a Daniel that will go into Babylon and stand up and say, I am not ashamed? Where is a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who is ready to go into the fiery furnace and worship God in the midst of the challenge? God is looking for a man. He's looking for a woman. He's looking for a girl. He's looking for a boy. Where is that person that God can find? That person may be right here, right now. That person might be right in this congregation. When God finds you and God uses you, then we will read, so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem will increase rapidly, and a large number of priests will become obedient to the faith. What does it mean, the word? I must not go to the Obeah man. I must not rub up myself with oil, but you must pop off the word. And when the devil won't tempt me with crack, I must do what? I must pop off the word. And when he won't make me turn back, I must do what? Pop off the word. Yes, my friends, the word of God is powerful. You can use it to attack any demon. It's a two-edged sword. When you move it so, it chop. When you move it so, it chop. Anywhere take the word, it chop, chop, chop. Somebody need to use a word a little more, man. I want you to think of a word that you know right now. If you're in the chat, think of a word that you know from scripture. I want to pop off some word right now. I want every Christian, even if you said the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Come on. I want you to think of a word. And after the count of two, I want you to declare a word into the atmosphere. Too many negative things are being declared in Jamaica. But right now, we're going to fill the atmosphere with the word of Almighty God. Think of your verse. Think of your private verse. Because we're going to declare it right now. Come on. After two, even if you're in the chat, I want you to declare your word. Put on the word. Pop off the word in the name of Jesus. One, two. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength. My God, in him will I trust. I will look to the hills to which cometh my help. My help cometh. Come on, man. Pop off the word from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Come on, tell him some word. Bless his holy name. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear that. Come on, pop off some word. Oh Lord, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor say, pop off the word. My friends, chances are why you are having challenges today, because the word is not great in your life. It's because the word is not increased in your life. We see that when the word was increased in the life of Jerusalem, the Bible says that the disciples were multiplied greatly. In other words, there was a great prosperity going on in the church. More souls. The Bible says that the disciples were multiplied. I want you to notice that when the word of God increases, the word didn't multiply, you know, the word increase. And while the word increase, the disciples were multiplied. That's the power of the word. When you engage the word, when you engage just a little tops of the word, when you engage just a little teeny weeny bit, you know those terminologies? Just a little teeny weeny bit of the word, just a little tops of the word. Oh Lord, have mercy. Somehow, there is just an overdose of God's blessing. There's just an overrun of God's blessing upon his church and upon your life. Maybe what you need is a little more of the word in your own life, and you will see the manifestation of the power. You will see the glory of the Lord manifested in your life. Maybe what you need is just a dose of God's word. Maybe you need, hallelujah, the power of God's word to be filled up inside of your life so that you can see the mighty works of God. Come on, man, for 2021, put in the word. You need to go to the word station. Go to the word station and let the service attendant take out the pump and put it into your tank and put some word. Hallelujah. You need some word in your tank. Hallelujah. Instead of listening to some music, oh Lord, that's going nowhere when you're going to bed. Put on some word. Make the word of God turn on. Aye, God. One of the things I like about my wife is that every now and again, last night I saw it again, she just put the word on her phone. Somehow I do all kind of fool something with your phone. She just put on the word and put it at her pillow, and she just gone to bed with the word. Oh Lord, have mercy. And then when she get up and I get ready to go to work come on in time in the bathroom, she just turn on the word and make the word just go and play. Hallelujah. And sometime when she go in her car, she just turn on the word again. Come on, man, word up your life, word up your life, word up your life. So just turn to somebody and say, word it up, word it up. Just turn to some people and just say, word it up. stand with me everywhere. You know, friends, you are here today, and we have to close now. But you are not a Christian. The Word of God has not been reigning in your life. Do you know how Jesus won the battle over Satan? Every time that Satan came to him with a temptation, with the temptation of the flesh and of the eye and of the pride of life, every time Satan came to him, he said to Satan, "It is written. It is written." If you want to win your battles today, you're going to win your battles with the Word.